From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. North Korea is indicating that it may soon test a hydrogen bomb in the Pacific Ocean. This after the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, warned he would match U.S. President Donald Trump's threatening words and new sanctions with equally provocative action. The North Korean leader responded Friday to Mr. Trump's U.N. address this week when he referred to Kim as, quote, rocket man on a suicide mission and said he would be forced to defend itself or the United States will totally destroy North Korea. Mr. Kim said on Friday that Trump displayed mentally deranged behavior with his threat to destroy a sovereign nation. He called the U.S. president a rogue and a gangster and promised to answer Trump's insults with the biggest level of hardline countermeasure in history. However, both President Trump's harsh rhetoric and Kim Jong-un's provocative responses could also be diplomatic ploys to gain a future negotiating advantage. Bong Yong-shik is with the Yonsei University Institute for North Korean Studies in Seoul.
If there's anything, the exchange of blusters may indicate that both sides really want to compel the other side to back down with the assumption that the other side also prefers diplomatic solution to the current situation.
The Trump administration on Thursday also announced new unilateral sanctions on North Korea. Transport officials in London say they will not renew Uber's license to operate in the city due to a lack of corporate responsibility in dealing with ride-hailing apps' safety issues. The regulatory body Transport for London said in a statement Friday Uber is not fit and proper to operate within the city. This is VOA. Earthquake rescue operations have resumed in Mexico City after heavy rains overnight caused them to be suspended in the capital's hard-hit Colonia Roma neighborhood. Since the 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck, authorities have confirmed at least 272 deaths. President Enrique Peña Nieto said at least 50 people had been pulled alive from collapsed buildings in Mexico City. The eye of Hurricane Maria approached the Turks and Caicos Friday morning with maximum sustained winds of 205 kilometers per hour. The southeastern Bahamas is also set to experience Hurricane Maria, which has dumped heavy rain on the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico. That's where Patrick George works for the municipality of Catano, a San Juan neighborhood.
La bajada, más del 85% se fueron todas las casas. La bajada.
He says that 85% of the houses in the neighborhood are now gone. In addition to the one reported death in Puerto Rico, Hurricane Maria has left at least 10 people dead across the Caribbean. Less expensive generic AIDS drugs will be made available in Africa with the financial backing of Bill Gates' charitable foundation. The United Nations aid program announced Thursday the Gates Foundation will guarantee a minimum number of pill sales, and in turn, the drug makers agreed to cap the price of treatment at $75 per patient per year. Michel Sidibe is executive director of the Joint United Nations Program on HIV/AIDS.
What we are talking about today with this life-changing announcement is about the quality of medicine, but is about equity, is about the dignity, is about the access to medicine as a human right. It is about equity.
The reduced price AIDS drugs will be available for purchase by public sector organizations next year. Estimates show the partnership will likely save more than $1 billion in medical costs over the next 6 years. In Thailand, police say a roadside bomb exploded in Pattani province in the country's south, killing four army rangers and wounding five other rangers and a civilian. The Muslim-majority border region has been racked by violence for over a decade as ethnic Malay insurgents battle the government of the Buddhist-majority Thailand for more autonomy. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast. And Pakistan's military says the death toll from the overnight cross-border shooting by India in the disputed Kashmir region has now risen to six. Senior Army spokesman said 26 people, including women and children, were also wounded in what he called unprovoked Indian shelling across the boundary in Charpal and Hapal villages. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.